Today, we'd like to see the title of the hardness of your heart in Mark chapter 10, verses 1 to 16. To online words people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 2, the Pharisees came and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" Testing him. Why do you think especially that the Pharisees asked Jesus this question? Question 2, in verse 5, and Jesus answered and said to them, "Because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote to you this precept." What is this precept? And what is God's original intention, plan, or purpose? To already divorce the person without a pre-intention to marry another, what are God's characters which we should take here? Last question in verse 14. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God." What point of the little children is Jesus talking about? Jesus came from Caesarea Philippi, the northern part of Israel, then southbound up Galilee, then Capernaum, the headquarters over Jesus' ministries, to this 10th chapter. Verse 1, then Jesus rose from there, from Capernaum, and came to the region of Judea, to southbound, by the other side of the Jordan River, and multitude gathered to Jesus again, and as he was accustomed, he taught them again. Jesus was accustomed to teaching them about the grace, mercy, or wonder of God the Father, as well as preaching and healing. Verse 2, the Pharisees came and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" Testing him. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 1, when a man takes a wife and marries her, and it happens that she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some uncleanness in her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce, put it in her hand, and sends her out of the house. A certificate of divorce caused by uncleanness. First view, the strict literal view over John the Baptist or Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 19, verse 9, Jesus said, "I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery. And whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery." So, strict literal view, uncleanness is sexual immorality or fornication or adultery. But liberal view, woman is considered as a property at that time. You can marry and divorce her for whatever causes unsatisfied thing. Just like you buy and sell property. Any unsatisfied thing discovered by her husband, he has a right to divorce, such as a not well-cooked meal. Like Herod the king, Herod divorced his wife and married his brother Philip's wife. Mark chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. For Herod himself had sent and laid hold of John the Baptist and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. Because John the Baptist had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Then John the Baptist brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother, Herodias. So John the Baptist was beheaded because John the Baptist said, that's not lawful for Herod to divorce your wife and marry your sister-in-law. But exactly the same question, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife? So this question is a dishonest question, not to get an answer, but to trap Jesus in the risk of death by Herod the king, like John the Baptist's death. Then verse 3, and he answered and said to them, "What did Moses command you?" We already read Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 1. Uncleanness required, but the strict view of uncleanness is sexual immorality, fornication, or adultery. So, but the liberal view is whatever you find unsatisfied thing considered as uncleanness, you may divorce her. The giving certificate of divorce. First of all, they said, the Pharisees said, Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce. Why? And to dismiss her. Jesus answered, why? Verse 5. And Jesus answered and said to them, because of the hardness of your heart. That's different from God's original intentions. He wrote to you this precept. This precept that is a certificate of divorce or a bill of divorcement. What's God's original intention, plan, or purpose? See verses 6 to 9. Six, but from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother, shall leave his parents, and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Inseparable, one union, which is inseparable. A child who has 23 chromosomes from his father and the other 23 chromosomes from his mother. So, 23 pairs. Genesis chapter 2, 24, God said, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So God's original intention or plan, purpose, is that married people consider their marriage permanent. That is verse 9. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate. So God's original intention, God doesn't want to separate the married couple. Malachi chapter 2, verse 16. For the Lord God of Israel says that God hates divorce, for it covers one garment with violence. Also, God hates domestic violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit. Pay attention to your spirit, that you do not deal treacherously. Then is verse 10 10, in the house, his disciples also asked Jesus again about the same matter. So Jesus answered to them, whoever divorced his wife and married another commits adultery against her. In most marital counseling by pastors, a man who wants to divorce his wife has the pre-intention to marry another woman. That is, he divorces his wife to marry another woman. So Jesus said, commits adultery against her, which means commits adultery against his wife. Herod exactly did so in the strict literal view of Jesus, because only accept sexual immorality. Without sexual immorality, so liberal interpretation, Herod divorced his wife and married his sister-in-law. So that is kind of, so according to verse 11, Herod the king commits adultery against his wife and the consequence. So Jesus Christ might be subject to death penalty by Herod again, like John the Baptist. Verse 12, and if a woman divorced her husband and married another, vice versa, she commits adultery. She commits adultery against her husband. So next question is, to a lady divorced man or woman without pre-intention to marry another. God is merciful, still merciful and gracious. Psalm chapter 103, verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. Merciful, which means forgive sin. Gracious means God gave a gift, more blessing. That is grace. Grace meaning gift. Gift. So merciful is the forgiving sin. For example, David's adultery with Bathsheba. But 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 13, 14. So David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. So which means the Lord has forgiven your sin. So you shall not die, which means you shall not be stoned according to Mosaic law. If you commit adultery, so he or she will be stoned. You shall not die. However, because by this deed, you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also who is born to you shall surely die. So adultery relationship, the son was there. But forgiven sin, then his next son, Solomon, came out. God gave a blessing to Solomon to take over the throne of David. So there we can see God is merciful and gracious. Also, another case, adulterous woman caught by a multitude. John chapter 8, verse 7. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to the multitude, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. But nobody could throw a stone to her because everybody is a sinner. So verse 11, she said, no one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. So Jesus doesn't want us to condemn a divorced person. So because our God's character is merciful and gracious. Then verse 13, then they brought little children to him They mean a multitude of probably parents brought little children to Jesus. Their parents brought their little children to Jesus in the custom, in Jewish custom, who might touch and bless their children, that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God." Such is of the kingdom of God. Such, like the little children, belongs to the kingdom of God. So question, what points is Jesus talking about over the children? The children's humbleness. Matthew chapter 18, verses 3 and 4, and said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." So here Jesus points out the humble heart to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. So, little children's humblest, simplest, or openness, unlike adults' pride or complexity. Verse 15, "Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." So just accept Jesus Christ like the humble heart of a little child. And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. So Jesus touched them and blessed them. Let's see each question answered. In verse 2, the Pharisees came and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" Testing him. Why do you think that the Pharisees asked Jesus specially this question? Because this question, they want to trap Jesus in the risk of death by Herod the king, like John the Baptist's death. That's the real purpose. Question 2, in verse 5, "And Jesus answered and said to them, because of the hardness of your heart, he wrote to you this precept." What is this precept? This precept is the certificate of divorcement given when you find uncleanness. What is God's original intention, plan, or purpose? There's verse 9, God's original intention. What God has joined together, let not man separate. Bottom line, God hates divorce. Then, to a lady divorced a person without a pre-intention to marry another, or an innocent divorced person, what are God's characters which we should take heed? So if they repent their sin, God is merciful, God forgives him or her, and giving a merited favor or a gift that's called as gracious. That example, David the king, adultery with Bathsheba, but David repents, his sin was forgiven completely, then he received God's grace. Also, adulterous woman caught by multitude, but Jesus forgave her, and Jesus didn't condemn her either. So which means we have no right to condemn, you know, any divorced people. Question 3, in verse 14, "But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God." What point of the little children is Jesus talking about? Humblest, simplest, or openness. Let's just sing song all together, the page 40, number 5.
Page 40, number 5.